Good morning. June 25th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing tracks methadone from a federal fraud case in Oak Lawn to a bipartisan push for direct prescribing nationwide. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. We'll start with a few media items drawing attention this morning. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that the owner of a methadone clinic in Oak Lawn, Illinois, used millions in a Medicaid fraud scheme to buy a yacht, cars, and jewelry, according to federal authorities. At the national level, Stat News reports on a bipartisan bill that seeks to allow direct prescribing of methadone for opioid addiction. That is one to watch, because it points to a possible change in how methadone treatment could be accessed. On a different front, the New York Post reports on kratom as a legal $13 natural high and says it has led to addiction and 91 deaths. The article includes the quote, "Soccer moms are on it." Elsewhere, Filter reports on a UK stimulant pipe program that tracks the risks of homemade options, and Recovery Review has a piece asking whether the recovery movement has been traded for a peer service industry. In the Social Pulse, one lived experience post came from Spicy Snugs on Blue Sky, who wrote, "I'm a former alcoholic. It was rough sobering up at first, and I'm paying for the consequences, but I'm glad I cleaned up. I wish you luck on your journey, one day at a time." A couple of innovation and local watch items also surfaced. The International Journal of Drug Policy shared a 2026 piece by Daniel O'Keefe and colleagues calling for a tailored harm reduction focus on new initiates to injecting drug use and asking whether enough is being done for new injectors. Meanwhile, Fox 23 Maine posted that Lewiston's needle exchange program could soon face major changes as a group of residents pushes to tighten the city's harm reduction ordinance. That is a reminder that local ordinance fights can quickly affect day-to-day service delivery. Shifting from innovation into public messaging, one opposition post on X framed harm reduction as a farce and criticized free money, free housing, free drug supplies, and decriminalization, claiming those approaches damaged public safety, raised crime, cost billions, and coincided with historic overdoses. This is best understood as an example of opposition messaging around harm reduction rather than a reported policy finding. There is also a city update from Oklahoma City. On June 24th, city leaders celebrated the grand opening of the MAPS 4 Diversion Hub, a 35,575-square-foot facility meant to provide comprehensive support services to people and families impacted by the criminal legal system. According to the city newsletter, the Diversion Hub aims to divert residents away from jail or prison and relieve pressure on the Oklahoma County Jail. Programming includes case management, justice navigation, recovery support, workforce assistance, emergency basic needs, benefits enrollment, housing navigation, family services, behavioral health, and substance use services, with partners sharing space in the hub. The project is funded with a $19 million facility and foundation endowments, including support from the Arnall Family Foundation. MAPS 4 is described as a debt-free public improvement program funded by a temporary penny sales tax that began in 2020 and ends in 2028. In research, Harm Reduction Journal published a paper titled "Centering the Voices of Young People Who Use Opioids and Youth Harm Reduction Practitioners," drawing insights from an international Youth Rise cohort. JAMA Network Open published "Adjunctive Psychosocial Interventions and Opioid Abstinence Among Patients Receiving Buprenorphine." In the American Journal of Health System Pharmacy published a correction to a paper on enhancing opioid overdose education and naloxone distribution through pharmacist-led community outreach. On the policy front, Rhode Island has enacted a measure relating to the Uniform Controlled Substances Act. The source item does not provide further detail in the newsletter text, so this is one to verify directly if it is relevant to your work. We'll close with funding. Three current opportunities are flagged. The Health Resources and Services Administration has the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or RCORP, impact opportunity, with a deadline of July 8, 2026. HRSA also has RCORP planning, also due on July 8, 2026. With both deadlines landing soon, rural applicants may want to check fit and readiness right away. And the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has Preventing Youth Overdose, Treatment, Recovery, Education, Awareness, and Training, with a deadline of July 16, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. That youth overdose deadline is the last dated item in today's briefing, so it may be worth marking now if it matches your work. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.